Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Talk more football later this hour. I'm Bennett Woods. Our senior NFL writer Eric Adelson will be with us to break down Super Bowl Super Wild Card weekend. 7:35. Which team, if you can just pick one team, and I'll ask both of you guys this question: which team was the most impressive?
The Bills,
Buffalo, hands down.
Definitely the Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
No chance it was the Tampa Bay Bucks.
I mean, they're impressive.
No chance it was the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, man. I mean,
no chance it was the LA Rams.
No, I'm going.
All right, there were a lot of impressive teams.
Yeah. The Bills looked unbelievable. Like Paulie said, it was a perfect offensive game. Perfect.
The Rams had close to a perfect defensive game. At least while it still mattered. Man, I don't think the Cardinals last night, they didn't have a first down until, what,
they were
midway through the second quarter?
Yeah, they were 0-6 to start.
It came on a pass that was intercepted and then ripped out of the guy's
hands.
Practically. I mean, that was as good of a defensive performance, I think, as we saw all weekend by the Rams yesterday.
I mean, the Buffalo Bills, and again, I know it's not the Patriots teams of old, but it's still the Patriots.
Dude, were you at all... The weather, the cold, the wind chill, -5. I think most people said, why does it matter? The Patriots,
yeah, they know that.
They play cold weather games too. That shouldn't affect them. But did it affect them? Did it have an impact on that game? Was Buffalo better equipped to handle the conditions in their own stadium?
Just better. They just looked better. They just looked amazing. Josh Allen is a big-time refuse-to-lose guy, man. And he looked... He looked unbelievable.
I do feel like Super Bowl winners, I feel like, and I don't have the numbers behind this, but oftentimes get off to a good start, have a little lull, you know, kind of in November, then start playing well again going into the playoffs, and then look really dominant the first couple of playoff games. That feels to me like a Super Bowl team. Now, the Bills, that's exactly their story. The Rams they kind of fit that mold as well. The Bucks are kind of that way as well. I mean, the Chiefs are not. They started out cold, got hot late. They're a little different story on that team, but I mean, I don't know. Do you think are the Bills going forward your new Super Bowl favorites?
I mean,
is it the Packers still?
It's probably still the Packers for now.
Even with all those teams playing as well, I mean, you could choose any of those teams that look super good, and you haven't even seen the Packers.
You haven't seen the Packers yet
in the playoffs. Are they even the favorites anymore?
I think they are the favorites. I think they are, but it's hard to rule out Tom Brady. You know, a team that Tom Brady is quarterbacking, and I do feel like they're going to find a way to win that game next week. But I do feel like Aaron Rodgers is pretty locked in right now. You know, despite everything else that's going on around him, I feel like he's pretty locked in.
Looking for a contestant for Take on Woods, chance to win a 2-night getaway to Las Vegas, golf, spa treatments. Woodsy, if you will step outside momentarily, I'll give the categories. Phone number is 833-288-0973. 5 questions of musical trivia. We're about 5 minutes away if you want to call in now. Here are the 3 categories that I've come up with for today's game. You'll be choosing from Lost in Translation. Bring that one back from last week. Popular songs with non-English words in the title. Dead as a Doornail. All of the answers include some form of the word dead. Die, dying, died. And the new category, Devil's Advocate. Songs that include the word devil in the title. Those are the three categories. The number 833-288-0973. Call, get online now. We'll play our game in just a couple of minutes for a chance to win a getaway to Las Vegas. Woodsy, so far this year, let me check your numbers.
Advanced keeping, metrics.
Keeping your stats here. 7-1-1.
All right, I like that.
In our nine games so far this year.
Starting hot. I'm looking outside, and it's very gray and wet. And I did wake up with the DTs on Saturday and was reading some Twitter about, was there a tsunami here that Paul and I missed?
Did you see the video of the underwater volcanic explosion in the Pacific Ocean by Tonga?
I could not stop. When I woke up on Saturday morning, I'm like, oh my God.
It looked like one of those disasters. It looked like those disaster movies where like the asteroid hits the planet and like, oh man, we're getting like a giant 20-foot wave coming our way or something.
Like, here's what it sounded like in Fiji, you know, across the South Pacific. And you just like, it was a video of some trees swing and then you just hear, boom.
That's gnarly,
it
man.
It was crazy.
So then the residual, what happened here?
Oh, so, well, I mean, alerts went out. I guess depending on the, like, the setting of your phone, it like woke up my son. And he's like up at 7 a.m. and going, why are you up? Because my phone just started going haywire talking about a tsunami warning. It's like, we don't live right next to the coast. I don't think you need to be
you're fine
woken up because a tsunami is coming.
Just go back to bed. You're coming. It's pretty terrible. You watch the movies, right? Anytime you watch one of those movies with tsunamis.
I mean, ultimately here, I didn't see much. They said, you know, like 1 to 2 foot wave coming in. And I didn't see much. It was already a high tide, so they were worried about a little coastal flooding. And I guess
was
some
it
places.
Jack or Graham? Which
was
one?
Graham. Was like, what are you?
Dad! The tsunami's coming.
I did.
Go back to bed.
Shortly after that, I took the dogs out on their morning walk, and I'm walking through the neighborhood, and this, I don't know, probably like 19, 20 year old kid, blonde,
yeah,
is running out, surfboard on top of his car.
Man,
going, are you going to catch the tsunami waves? And he goes, yeah man.
No. 3 feet max.
I don't know how disappointed he ended up being, but
anytime
I think
watch,
he was expecting the ride of a lifetime, and I don't think it actually happened.
Bell's Beach, Australia, the 50-year storm. Bro, let me paddle out. Just one wave. My whole life has been about this moment. Oh, my God. He gets out there, he's like, oh, this is a regular old day. Out here at Trestles or wherever. Oh, my God. Yeah, I woke up, I was like, I just looked at it, I just shook my head and went back to shaking.
Dude, you got the best barrels ever, dude. Just like, you pull in, and you just get spit right
this
out
is the
of
guy.
Them.
He was
and
so
you just drop
excited.
In and just smack the lip. Whoop, drop down, snap, ah! And then after that, you just drop in, just ride the barrel and get pitted, so pitted like that.
I do believe that that guy that was on that interview murdered somebody with an axe. I'm not joking.
What?
That guy, if I'm not mistaken,
like actually,
somebody will check me on this, but I'm not kidding. Do the, it's a rabbit hole if you want it. I swear to God that guy like murdered somebody with an axe. I'm not kidding.
I thought that was Sean Penn playing a character in a movie.
That's a real guy. And if I'm not mistaken, that guy's also an axe murderer. So there you go.
Wow. Yep. Like really like with an axe?
Yes, like a legitimate axe murderer.
Wow.
All right, who's ready?
All right, looks like we got a contestant. Let's get to it. It's time to play Take on Woods.
Woods. Woods.
Whether you're getting ready for the big game at the stadium or on your couch, get your game face on with music sure to pump you up. Search for Tailgate Rock on the Odyssey app to listen. No Tailgate Rock categories today, but we do have Steve ready to play our game. Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right, Steve. Here's how it works. 5 questions. You will get them first. Woodsy has left the studio into a soundproof isolation booth, and then he'll come back in. If you can beat or tie him, you will win a grand prize drawing, a spot in our drawing for our grand prize 2-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, spa treatments for 2 at Serenity Spa, and a round of golf for 2. Legendary Vegas fun. You get to choose the category, though, and Woodsy doesn't even know what it is. That's your advantage. So I gave him before. Here they are one more time. Lost in Translation, Dead as a Doornail, or Devil's Advocate. Which one is it going to be, Steve?
Devil's Advocate.
Devil's Advocate. All right, the new one today. All right, all songs that include the word devil in the title. You'll have 60 seconds. If you want to pass at any time, we can go back if there's time remaining on the clock at the end. We'll start with a two-second song. Pauly will play a short clip of a well-known song. Listen very closely. You need to give me both the title and the artist to score the point, and then we'll go on from there. Remember the category, Devil's Advocate. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins, Steve, when Pauly plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Running with the Devil, Van Halen.
Correct. Please allow me to introduce myself is the first line from which 1968 Rolling Stones hit.
Oh my God. Sympathy for the Devil.
Correct. Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels peaked at number four with which 1964 song that they combined in a medley with Good Golly Miss Molly.
Devil with a Blue Dress.
Correct. INXS used the Balboa Carousel in a Newport Beach nightclub to shoot the music video for which 1988 hit. Elvis Presley sings You Look Like an Angel at the start of which 1963 classic.
Pass.
All right, back to INXS. Used the Balboa Carousel in a Newport Beach nightclub to shoot the music video for which 1988 hit.
Oh, it's never an INXS.
Oh, that's all right. You got three. Not bad, Steve. Hang on.
Okay.
Your score is locked in. You got the first three, Running with the Devil, Van Halen, Sympathy for the Devil, The Stones, and Devil with the Blue Dress. That was Devil Inside by INXS. And then the Elvis song is... You're the devil in disguise. So let's bring Woods back in. He doesn't know the category. That's where Steve has the advantage. Gets the same five questions, same 60 seconds on our first Take on Woods of the Week. All right. You ready to go? 60 seconds on the clock. Good luck. Let's try it again. Let's take on Woods.
Running with the Devil, Van Halen.
Correct. Please allow me to introduce myself is the first line from which 1968 Rolling Stones hit.
Sympathy for the Devil.
Correct. Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels peaked at number four with which 1964 song that they combined in a medley with Good Golly Miss Molly.
Devil with a Blue Dress?
Correct. INXS used the Balboa Carousel in a Newport Beach nightclub.
Devil Inside.
Yes. Elvis Presley sings You Look Like an Angel at the start of which 1963 classic.
Oh, you look like an angel.
You know the category.
Yeah, I know
sure.
The category now. Why can't I think of this?
Hmm.
Devil in Disguise?
Yes!
Oh,
yes! And by a 5-3 score, Woo! Woodsy wins today with a perfect
Man.
Take on Woods. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. All right, we'll put a new category in the mix tomorrow and invite another contestant. So far, only two qualifiers this month, though.
So I was wrong. Let me clarify, because the pitted guy did not murder somebody.
Okay, good. That's...
Another weird guy named Kai was the murder. But he was also on the news for a famous, I really botched that, but... So the pitted guy did not murder someone. I apologize to the pitted
surfer
guy.
Surfer dude,
and he is not the axe murderer. But the other guy is, so I just had my stories mixed up. Did not have my stories mixed up on Take on Woods, though.
No, solid first performance of the week.
Whew, man.
All right, 8-1-1 now in 2022 on Take
go.
On Woods.
Let's go.
But hey, we do occasionally get a qualifier, and it's a great grand prize. So keep calling in, keep trying to play. Steve, a valiant effort today. Just came up a little bit short. All right, we've got Don't Do This coming up next, Woodsy.
It's like a smorgasbord of things.
A lot to choose from.
Oh, my God. We could do an hour on it. I will say this. I feel vindicated.
I will also, the hijinks from the last Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, alternate Monday night broadcast of the year. Want to get to that as well. So that's coming up next. It's Ben and Woods. Let's check traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't do this.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Now at McDonald's, get two sausage McGriddles or two chicken McGriddles for $3.50. Or you can mix and match. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price, which means just getting a single item is a don't do this. If you can get two for $3.50, get one and give one to your buddy or something.
Or
don't
just eat them both yourself.
Or eat them both. Well, obviously, yeah. That's what I would do.
Same.
Cannot be combined with any other offer. And with that, our first don't do this of the week. Woods, you can lead us off.
Thank you, my little sausage McGriddle, Ben. Dak Prescott, you know, it takes a long time to build up a persona, an image, and it takes only a second to ruin said persona. I think Dak Prescott is generally in the league thought of as a really, really good dude. And maybe this was just a moment of weakness. God knows we all have them. I have them. Paul has them. You have them. Everybody out there has them. Kind of stings. You know, you lose another home playoff. You know, they have not won in the playoffs, Ben, in so long. They're just a completely overrated team every single year.
It's on a list of players that have more playoff wins in the last 25 seasons.
It's like Rex Grossman. I mean, it's
Jake DeLome. Like five. Colin Kaepernick had four playoff wins. The Cowboys, three.
It's nuts how much they underachieve. So at the end of the game, you may have seen players running off the field and fans throwing things at what looked like players. Now, somebody said to Dak in the press conference, actually, they were throwing it. You got the whole thing? Let's just hear the whole thing. Let the audio speak for itself.
So he's talking. He starts talking about the disappointment. He gets it. The fans are upset.
Don't throw things. The fans throwing your balls on the field there at the very end. You see that? I think one of them hit Tank Barnes.
No, I didn't see that. It's sad. I mean, you're talking about a team. You're talking about men that come out each and every day of their lives and give everything to the sport, give everything to this game of football. Nobody wants to succeed more than we want to succeed. I understand fans and the word fan for fanatic. I get that. But to know everything that we put into this day in and day out, try our hardest. Nobody comes in the game wanting or expecting to lose. And for people to react that way when you're supposed to be a supporter, and be with us through thick and thin, that's tough.
I think they were aiming at the referees.
Yeah. They were at the referees.
Credit to them then.
That's not the time. Yeah.
I think it's clearly
Fine.
Off the cuff, yeah. Glib, right? Like,
tongue-in-cheek, maybe.
Little tongue-in-cheek, but it's all right. I guess I give him a pass. He is a good dude.
All right, let me ask you. If you were throwing the metaphorical bottle of blame,
it wouldn't be at the officials.
Who would you be throwing that bottle of blame at? Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator. Dak.
The draw.
Mike McCarthy, the head coach.
The quarterback draw, Ben, with no timeouts remaining.
14 seconds, no timeouts.
Oh, my God.
was a very bizarre call because you were already in range where you could throw it to the end zone.
Oh,
even,
yeah, absolutely.
Not even quite Hail Mary, less than Hail Mary range. Yep. Now, had it worked and they spiked it with 1 second left, they would have had one play from the 25. They could have run a reasonable play to try to win the game. They were down six right there. I sort of get the thought. It's just such a risk to take when you just... You need to be able to take at least one shot to the end zone.
Correct.
Now, should Dak have gotten down 5 yards earlier? Would that have made the difference? Was the umpire slow?
If he wants to point the blame anywhere, he tried to place the ball down where it should have been. Dak,
you can't do that.
You have to give the ball to the official. Yep. Tony Romo is explaining it on the broadcast. The official has to touch the ball and put it down. So by him trying to save time, he actually cost himself time. If he would have just handed the ball to the referee right away, maybe
or been aware of where the umpire was coming from, yeah, and get out of his way. I mean, there was a lot of things they could have done differently and still had that play. In fact, I saw that technically they got the play off. It's just by the time they spiked it, it was at zero. So yep, if they had faked the spike, they could have run that play for the end zone. It's just the game was over once the spike hit and zeros were on the clock. Either way, a giant failure. And don't do this.
I do like the word glib. I think that's what that was.
It was glib.
I'm very glib as well. Go ahead, Benny.
All right. Last Peyton Manning, Eli Manning cast of the year came in the playoff game last night as ESPN, ABC, ESPN2 had the whole thing. Now, remember earlier in the year when Eli got caught?
Take my eyes, but not the Manning cast.
Eli got caught on the hot mic. Cursing earlier in the year. Well, we got the audio because it happened to Peyton last night.
Before you do that, Larry, let's go to Peyton. He's going to break down that touchdown. I can't hear Never mind.
I can't hear ass. And
Peyton's doing something else, Larry.
Never mind.
We can think break. Kyler's ready for this moment.
It's such a train wreck. That whole, it was so badly, it's a great idea. Kick Eli out. But there was just like the delays and all the zooms. It was just such.
Hey, Eli.
Hello?
Hey, Eli.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
can you hear
Eli,
me?
Remember?
Hello?
Eli.
It's awful. It's
before
awful.
You do that, Larry, let's go to Peyton. He's going to break down that touchdown. Can't hear.
Anytime, if you're like the producers over at ESPN, anytime you got to leave it up to Eli Manning to just wade through the waters and just wing it.
To vamp? Oh,
just
my God.
They're giving him, you got to roll with it. Oh, God.
Now, the other part of that broadcast last night, one of the guests they had on was The Rock, who was appearing from what appeared to be like his study at home. And people noticed in the background what looked like a skull of a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh.
And I think a lot of people thought, well, is it a statue? But people did a little digging. And apparently, in 2020, an anonymous bidder on an online like auction spent about $31 million for a very rare and complete Tyrannosaurus Rex skull, which led to speculation unconfirmed that perhaps The Rock spent millions and millions to acquire a real Tyrannosaurus Rex fossil skull that he has now put on display in his home.
Good allocation of resources.
When you have more money than you know, you're like, does anybody have a T-Rex skull? Let's buy one. How much?
Scientists were actually unhappy because they said it was one of the most complete finds ever,
yeah,
and they didn't like that it was going to like a private collection.
It belongs in a museum or something.
But like, yeah, you're like Indiana Jones. This belongs in a museum. But no.
Here we go again with more Reddit drama, right? Padres Reddit drama yesterday. And actually, to be honest with you, I did feel bad a little bit. We talked a few weeks ago. Nick Canepo writes for the UT. And I probably had the strongest take on Nick and just said, man, if you're going to turn in blank ballots every year for the Hall of Fame voting, just give up your vote. Let somebody else do it. You know, and I think the thing that bothered me the most, Ben, was the couple of weeks before he said he was writing an article talking about how he didn't know what OPS was. And you know what? Okay, fine, man. If the game has passed by and you're just not into it anymore and you're going to turn in blank ballots, let somebody else do it. Give it to Dennis Lynn. Let somebody else do the vote. Right?
Well, Dennis, I think, has it. There's hundreds of people who
have
Hall of Fame votes. It's just you have to be, I think, 10 years in the Baseball Writers Association of America.
Okay.
And then you have a vote, a lifetime vote, essentially. Should Should that not be a lifetime vote anymore? Is there a point where after maybe you stop covering the game after five years? I mean, you can't say people who stop covering the game because the people who they covered have to wait 5 years. So you should be voting on the guys that you actually covered for the Hall of Fame to go into the Hall.
If you just don't care to participate anymore, then give it up. And the reason I bring it back up today is that apparently somebody, again, this is from Reddit.
Careful.
So they emailed Nick and they said, would you put Derek Jeter in the Hall of Fame? Well, Derek Jeter is already in the Hall of Fame. He was one vote short. And Nick, he posted the reply. It said, Derek Jeter isn't up for the Hall yet. He's a Hall of Famer first ballot. Has to be out 5 years. He's already in the Hall of Fame. Like, I'm not making fun of him. If you don't care anymore, then just don't do it. It got picked up by Barstool, and they ran it. I'm scrolling through my feed, and somebody had retweeted yesterday, and literally from Barstool Sports, it said, MLB Hall of Fame voter Nick Canepa, who hasn't voted for someone in 2 years, is unaware Derek Jeter is already in the Hall of Fame. And it begged the question. The question was, well, there was one vote. He was one vote short. Now, Nick has said, I voted for Jeter.
He didn't say, he hasn't confirmed or denied either way. I did some digging. When Nick said he didn't vote for the last 2 years, Jeter was on the ballot three years ago and got in 2 years ago. Now, they didn't induct him until 2021 because of the pandemic.
Correct.
He was on the 2019 ballot. All Nick wrote was that on 2020 and 2021, he didn't have anyone that he thought was worthy of it. But he has not said that he did not vote for Derek Jeter. And I can almost, I mean, not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure that he did vote for Derek Jeter and is not that one vote. So I don't think that part of the story is accurate. I think there's a debate to be had, though, about how long people should continue to vote for the Hall of Fame.
I mean, if you took every Hall of Fame voter that's currently out there and asked them, is Derek Jeter in the Hall of Fame, it should be a 100% yes. Everybody that has a vote should know that, right?
Well, and then somebody had pulled up a tweet of his from 2017 and said, you turn in a blank ballot, you have no right to vote. There are Hall of Fame players on the ballot. I mean,
that's an opinion. You know, you can have a different opinion than that.
You can change your mind.
You can also change your mind. But there, you know, what you judge to be a Hall of Famer is in your purview. And if you don't think there's a Hall of Famer, it is within your right to turn in a blank ballot. Absolutely.
Those are his words, though.
Those are his words, that if you turn in a blank ballot, you should lose your vote. He said it.
Well, that, I mean, you can never say that with 100% certainty, though.
Which is why I wouldn't.
I mean, what?
Yeah. I didn't.
I mean, what if there's truly a terrible year in which no one that's even like close to a Hall of Famer is on the ballot in your mind? You can't then start
voting.
Which is
why I would never make blanket statements saying fair that enough. If that happens, I wouldn't turn in a vote. It's just, I'm looking at it going, all right, you know what? It's I'm not calling names, anything like that. It's just, if you don't want to do it anymore, if you're not going to take it seriously, I take it seriously. I would take it insanely seriously. I know you would too.
I think the NFL does it a little bit better. The Pro Football Writers Association, it's not like a 900 person ballot. They actually get, I don't know how many the number is right now, 32, whatever number of teams, like one per city in a room, like Super Bowl week, and they hash it out. And they actually have a minimum of four and a maximum of seven. They almost always put in seven, the full amount every single year, though.
I saw a few people throwing this out there. What's wrong with not having writers make the decision and coming up with a committee of former managers, former players, like guys that were actually in the game? Wouldn't they have the best sense of who, in fact, is
honestly, guys, and let's be honest, man. If you're following along the game of baseball, I mean, would you put the over under the last couple of years at games that he actually watched? I would take the under 20. I really would. When you're not familiar with on base plus slugging. Like, maybe he was being glib in that article.
I disagree with Paul in that I think the writers, generally, most of them, do a pretty good job, take it really seriously, and are probably more objective than former players and managers who are undoubtedly going to be influenced by the guys that they played with, the guys that they know.
How about radio hosts?
I don't necessarily think it's wrong to have the writers do it. There just may need to be a tweaking of the rules on, you know, how long you hold on to that vote or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think once you start not
caring. All right, let's keep rolling because we got our senior NFL writer, Eric Adelson, going to join us to break down Super Wild Card Weekend. Get to that coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Then there were eight. We started with 14, down to eight teams left with a shot at the Super Bowl. We will talk with our senior NFL writer, Eric Adelson. He is standing by to break down Super Wild Card Weekend. Do that right after a quick check of traffic here with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Hot, hot.
It's time for the NFL Insider Report with Eric Adelson.
Some goofball in a hat.
Let's go around the league and wrap up the NFL weekend.
Are you ready for some football?
It's the NFL Insider Report, brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Usually joins us Mondays at 6:35 a.m., but Eric Adelson is nothing if not flexible. Our senior NFL writer joining us on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Good morning to you, Eric.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
I'm good.
Doing well,
Woods is good. They just got back from a little golf vacation in Phoenix over the weekend, ready, refreshed. I'm going to start with a philosophical question for you, a football philosophical question. The expansion of the playoffs now to seven teams in each conference, bad idea or too small of a sample size? Because we got a lot of blowouts this weekend, and those 2-7 games don't seem to be helping anyone in terms of exciting finishes.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on your definition of bad. Are we watching? Yes. Are the ratings going to be better than not watching the game?
Yes. And we know that there's – it's going to happen, right? One of those sevens is going to beat a two. It just hasn't happened yet.
It's more likely than the 16 beating the one in the NCAA tournament.
And we don't complain about that. I mean, we're just there glued to our tele. How spoiled are we that every game needs to be, you know, down 6 points with the ball and 2 minutes left? I thought it was great football this weekend. Yeah, I mean, there were some some bigger games, but it's still in the NFL punishing fast electric football.
Yeah, I mean, something like in 2021, 96 of the top 100 rated programs on television were NFL football games,
right.
Something like that, something insane. So until that goes down to something like, let's say, 20, the NFL can do whatever it wants. It can admit everybody to the playoffs as long as the players' union is okay with it, and they get a little bit more of the deal anyway. So I don't think we're going to get great football from this. I think it's sort of like college where expanding doesn't really help you get the champion that people want. I don't think you get a seventh seed that's going to win it all. I think it's going to come down to, you know, Brady, Rodgers, Pat Mahomes, you know, Patrick Mahomes. But you know, it was fun. It was a great weekend. I'm sure the ratings would be great. You know, it's funny. I'll just tell a quick story. I'm teaching a sports broadcasting class at UCF in Orlando. That's where I'm headed after I get off the phone with you guys. And last week I was like, it's about 25 kids in the class. How many of you guys like the NFL taunting rule? Zero hands raised. Zero. They all hate it. How many of you guys, if you were Roger Goodell, would do the taunting rule? All raise their hands. And they get it. They get it. My students say, I don't like it, but I understand it. It's good for business. It makes sense financially. So, okay, we'll deal with it. And that's basically how people feel about football.
We're talking to our pal Eric Adelson, our NFL insider. And no, I agree. It's you know, I saw people likening it to, oh, this is what happens when you expand playoffs, or they're going to, you know, they did it in baseball. But look, the cream is always going to rise to the top. I want more. Just give me more playoffs. It's better. It's still exciting. And you know what? There are certain teams, Eric, and we talked about it last week. There are certain teams that can look at, you know, even though they got beat in the playoffs, it's something to build on. You know, a team like the Raiders, everything they went through this year, hey, man, at the end of the day, they made the playoffs. And it was a weird way to get there. There's no question about it. But they're a playoff team, and they can build on that. And I think that is important.
Yeah, no, it certainly is. I mean, you see the Bengals and the Raiders. Getting into the playoffs is a mark of progress. And I also think that there's too much turnover in terms of coaching staffs. I think there's too much sort of throwing the baby out with the bathwater. You're seeing this in Miami right now. It's a good example. And I think that actually in this way it will help the sport if you have a team. I mean, if the Raiders didn't make the playoffs, I think they'd probably fire Bisaccia. They might do it anyway. But I think that this is a team where it's like, okay, they made the playoffs. They were respectable. And maybe they can build on something. And I think that actually will bring stability to some franchises that otherwise might not. Because there's a lot of sort of overreaction and panic when a team doesn't make the playoffs, when in fact the ingredients are there to get better. It's not like the old NHL where 4 out of 5 teams in every division made the playoffs. And then you can sort of say, we're a playoff team. It's still something good and credible to make the playoffs. And I think it actually will help teams build towards something more real.
Talking to our senior NFL writer, Eric Adelson, here on Ben and Woods. Eric, I want to ask you about the most exciting rookie in the NFL. Heck, maybe even the most exciting player, Ja'Marr Chase of the Cincinnati Bengals. And, you know, if people forget, he sat out 2020. He skipped his last college season, kind of, you know, the COVID year, but just wanted to focus on, you know, his pro career, gets drafted 5th by the Bengals. He certainly has looked NFL ready all year long.
He dropped every ball in the preseason. They were wondering, can this kid play? He dropped every pass thrown to him in the preseason.
I wonder if he's going to spark a trend, though, of guys who have great, you know, great sophomore seasons in football and go, I don't need to play any more college football. I'm just going to work out, get ready for the draft the following year, because it seems to have worked out quite well for him.
Yeah, no, and he's not the only one. Penny Sewell, that was the decision that the Lions had to make whether to get Chase or Sewell. And Sewell's the same. Sewell is younger than Chase. I think he only played 1 year and sat out and the 18-19. And he was, you know, you don't really hear that much about him because he's not a sort of a skill position player. But he was, in terms of ratings, almost as good as Chase. Creed Humphrey, that's not a household name, but somebody that is a rookie, the Chiefs center, take a, you know, keep him out of him. You'll see him. You'll start to. He's probably, in my opinion, the best center in football. And I think he's a rookie or very inexperienced in terms of college play. You don't necessarily need college if you're that good. And I think that a lot of players sort of made that leap. You remember the Fournette year, the Christian McCaffrey year, where they sat out the bowl and it was just sort of the heart attack city.
Yeah.
How dare you do that?
Yep.
But it turned out to be fine. And I think it'll be fine for the opt-outs, too. I think that it'll signal some players in college can make the wrong decision. I'm ready to go, and then they're not. But I think that if you can dominate at the college level, you're probably good enough to go to the NFL. And I think that Chase and Sewell and some others show that.
Talking to Eric Adelson, senior NFL writer on Ben and Woods this morning. And all right, give me the game you're most excited about. I wonder if it's the same one that I'm most excited about this upcoming weekend.
I think it's Rams and Bucks for me. Bills Chiefs is there.
That's mine. Yeah, that's mine. It's just that Sunday is going to be ridiculous. Two games on Sunday are going to be insane.
Yeah, and it's interesting. They're sort of similar in the sense that you have the quarterback with a great arm, but not necessarily the proof, and against the quarterback with the proof, but there's cracks. The Bucks and the Chiefs, they've proven it, but on the season, it's just like, you know what? Is this team all the way? Is this team as good anymore? And that question has sort of been lingering. The Bucks are hurt. You know, if Tristan Wirfs is not 100%, you know, Fournette's, I don't think, is going to be there. And on the other side of the ball, Cam Akers is a huge add. After Sony Michel, now there's less pressure on Stafford to do it. And I think that they will run the ball and try to attack that middle of the defense. But that to me is interesting because the Bucs are kind of coming back to the pack a little bit and the Rams are rising. And on the other side of the other conference, I feel like it's the same thing. The Chiefs are still great, but the Bills, now that they have momentum after this big win, Josh Allen, I think, has that belief, that confidence. We haven't seen a huge game from Stephon Diggs. I think we will this time. I think these are going to be really close games.
So let me ask you, because I asked Woods and Paul this earlier, as good as the Bills looked, as good as the Chiefs looked, as good as the Rams and Bucks both looked, are the Packers still the favorites? You know, with the week off, but they didn't have, you know, they didn't have the tune-up. They could come out rusty, and these other teams seem to be firing on all cylinders. Who would you rather be, the Packers playing at home but have had the week off, or one of these other teams that lit up their first week and have a lot of confidence and momentum going forward?
Still rather be the Packers because they have that great home field advantage. I think that matters. And Aaron Rodgers, I think that they learned from last year and going for that field goal. I think that they're the right amount of hungry. But I'll tell you, the Niners, that's a bad matchup for the Packers because they're going to have to figure out a way to stop Debo Samuel. Garoppolo looks better. Brandon Ayuk has gotten better the entire season. And that defense is going to actually, they're going to make Rodgers squirm a little bit. And I don't know if it's going to be enough, but that's a bad matchup for the Packers. And I wouldn't be shocked if the Niners pulled it off. I still like, excuse me, you still want to have that bye. You still want to be healthy. That's the most important thing. We just talked about with the Bucks. The Bucks are not all the way healthy. I think after a week of playoff football, there's no team that's all the way healthy the way the Titans and the Packers are. So I'm going to go for them. I'm going to pick those teams. But the Niners are a team, and if they do get past the Packers, that they're scary for the Bucks and the Rams too. I mean, they're kryptonite for the Rams. They're so physical on the line that Stafford doesn't really know how to deal with that. The one antidote for Brady is just to get in the backfield. The Niners are going to do that. So I'm not going to pick the Niners, but I'm saying if they do pull off the upset, they might not be done there.
So, Woods, Eric mentioned he teaches a sports broadcasting class. Should we be offended that he's never asked us to, like,
speak?
Be guest speakers for his students?
No,
I mean, does he? not think that we're serious sports broadcasters.
He knows better. He knows well better. I'm trying to do less. Well, please don't ask.
Ben will die on the hill that he's a journalist.
Yes.
No, you come on here and take after hot take.
You guys made a mistake because I just started teaching this class last week, and I still have an open slate of guest speakers.
Oh, there he goes. All right. No, I'd be happy to do it at some point.
I'm trying to do less. Okay. Don't ask me.
I'll be in touch. All right. I'll be in touch.
Eric, when we next speak to you, we will be down to four teams left. Can you believe it? Thank you so much.
When you next speak to me, it'll be in my class, so I appreciate it.
Oh, all right. Is it this week? I didn't realize it was happening already. You fill out that syllabus quickly. All right. Eric Adelson, our senior NFL writer on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. I guess that's a spring class. Spring semester just underway.
Imagine taking a broadcasting class. That would have been...
I didn't take one.
Me neither. Threw me on a microphone. Said, "Here you go, kid. Enjoy."
I know the audience is stunned.
Yeah,
really
shocked.
Really, these three guys didn't. Pauly, did you take a broadcasting class?
No. I did. Of course not. None of us did. Radio. I did.
Yeah, you did the Rondo Report.
I did communications.
Yeah, where the Rondo Report came from.
Public relations, but I didn't have an actual broadcasting class.
I can't believe they.
I had like a media. I had a media class. It wasn't teaching you how to be a broadcaster. It was more teaching you how to consume like media and looking
all right,
for bias
class today,
and stuff.
We're going to learn about drops.
Are you laughing, Beyonce?
Pauly, you could be a tenured professor at Drops at the most prestigious Drops University. Really? I mean, you'd be in the Hall of Fame of Drops. Woodsy, what would your class be?
I don't know.
You were professor.
Just being all cranked up on speed, ready to just jam every day. Just. I guess my energy has not been great lately, but that's what I would... Hey, listen, you plus 10%. That's my rule. Holy crap. Drops 101 would be the best class of all time.
No, that's more of an advanced... That's an advanced level class. Drops 301. I mean, we're not taking the first years on Drops.
They're just sitting there like, what?
Hey, I'm not going to, so quit asking.
What's the final exam? Like,
come on.
You have to sit there while someone's doing a show and just start inserting them where you think they should go.
God,
and then, you know, the professor kind of grades you.
I would be totally down.
On where they. Oh,
how did you gain all the weight?
See, now, Paul, I don't understand. Why did you put that Larry King drop?
Are you ready for the football?
In that segment right there, can you explain to me in four paragraphs
I can't imagine
what the use of that Larry King drop was for?
Sorry about that, Ben.
I can't imagine having a radio show and not having drop.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Just be the worst. I don't think I can come to work. If they said no more drops, I'd be like, that's it. I'm done. I'm going to go do something else.
Do you remember when we first came over and they said, You can't bring or use
audio,
any of your drops and audio here. We just don't.
I broke my back. Like,
no, that's not going to work.
You hired the wrong show. It's not happening. Oh, man, that's good. Well, I like that Eric picked. He said that he really thinks the Niners can do it, which means I'm going to fade him very, very hard.
He still thinks the Chargers have a chance, I think. So.
Keep an eye out on my guy, Justin Herbert.
Oh, that's so good.
All right, Professor Reindl will bring us the Reindl reports when we come back. News from the Raiders that we haven't gotten to after they got eliminated, making some headlines over the weekend, and more. Final hour of Ben and Woods next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.